it up this morning. Good morning. Well, just every once in a while, something gets under my hide.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a great while.
Every once in a while.
Under my hide. And I need to get on a soapbox. And I need to try and educate the Arizona homeowners against information they may be hearing that right down to the core of my being, I believe, is just really inaccurate, wrong, misguided. And we're here today with three particular experts on a topic that is one of my favorite topics, water. And I want to tell y'all, as a participant in the home improvement industry, there is more bad information about water and water treatment than almost any other single topic in home improvement. Insulation may be a very close second, but water and water treatment is absolutely at the top of my list. And there are ads and there are companies out there that are saying things that absolutely turn my head around. Water, it covers 70% of the planet. It's a lot of water. Now, only 3% of that is potable and drinkable. You're the one that turned me onto that website of that guy building rafts, filtering the water 2 miles off coast and shipping the water back into North Africa and providing entire villages with drinking water. And he's doing it out of pocket for no charge. That's incredible.
And he made his money off of it's either the 5-hour energy drink guy or something similar to that product.
It's the five hour energy drink. So,
yeah. Have you seen it? It's pretty incredible. No, I haven't drank the water yet, so I mean, just because it's potable doesn't mean it tastes good. But hey, he's making an effort.
You know, 70% of the human body is made up of water. It's one of the most common elements in the entire universe. It's so simple. It's just three atoms, but it accomplishes so much. It is intended to be in its natural state. It's tasteless and it's odorless and it's pretty much just colorless with a small tint of blue. Now, we take this water as the municipalities around Arizona and across the country. We take this water in any one of about 4 or 5 different ways. And we treat it and then we send it down the line to your house. And then you can digest it exactly the way we deliver it to you, or you may opt to treat it. And what some companies are saying their water treatment equipment will and won't do is in particular what has me kind of upset. There are water treatment companies in Arizona that have been in the past brought up on charges and paid fines to the Attorney General. Why they are still in business, I don't understand. So I'm bringing in water treatment experts today to cover the topic of water. If you're shopping water treatment equipment or you have questions about claims you've heard about water treatment, we'd appreciate it if you'd go ahead and join the conversation. We've got the experts here to answer the question for you. The number is 1-888-767-4348. When we started the Rosie on the House Referral Network, we had, and Romy took the lead in this. This goes back right after you joined us, coming back from living in Louisiana in 2002, 2003. He took the lead on this in selecting what water treatment companies would get Rosie certified. And it took us almost a year to get educated enough to even begin the selection process. And we came upon 3 different water treatment companies in Arizona that we could certify. Well, we've brought one of the companies in today, Kinetico, and I'd like to introduce the 3 experts that we have here. Mike Maddox, the general manager.
Good morning.
Mike, thanks for joining us. Jack Eversole, coming up from Tucson. You handle the Tucson market down there. And the owner of Kinetico, Martin Chan. Martin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks again, Rose.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks for
it.
Joining us this morning. So we can kind of
good morning.
We can kind of clear the air on water.
Okay.
Right?
Great.
Is that going to be our plan?
It's air and water now?
It's air and water. But, you know, water's been in the news lately with what Flint, Michigan's going through, right?
Exactly.
A real mess.
There you go.
We've got a system that's been not properly maintained, that's delivering basically dangerous water to the homeowners. And this has caused a rash of marketing and advertising by other water treatment companies using scare tactics to try and drive sales. I was in Portland, Oregon in May of 2014 for a business meeting. And on Thursday morning, we're getting up and I always turn the news on while I'm getting up, brushing my teeth and getting dressed. And all over the news that morning was a Portland municipal water system had been shut down. You're not gonna be able to drink any of the water we're delivering to you. Do not make coffee. You must boil the water. The entire system is being shut down for safety reasons. And later in the day, you were hearing the news reporter saying this could take months. Portland is serviced by open air reservoirs, and there had been some contamination, and they had to drain like 9 million gallons out of this one reservoir. They're talking about it could take months to clean the bottom of the reservoir and purge all the lines out, and this could be months. And this was on a Thursday morning. Before I got on a plane Sunday, they were saying, oh, it's all good. I was always more than just a little tickled by that. But, I mean, you could not even get a cup of coffee. Just last summer in Maricopa, Arizona. And I think, and I'm not trying to beat up property values here. I mean, you know, the last thing property values needed in Flint, Michigan was, to be told that their drinking water is no good. But the town of Maricopa, Arizona had some water issues last June. There were reports of a lot of people getting sick down there, and they decided that the contamination in the water was probably the number one suspect. That whole area around Pinal County, Florence, I want to say Johnson Ranch. Right? I mean, they struggle with it on a fairly regular basis.
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
That is.
Yeah.
Okay. E. coli.
Yeah.
Periodically.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about once we get water delivered to the house, let's filter it. Now, there's any one of a number of different types of filter. Mike, you want to take us through a couple of just the few filters there are?
Well, we have a couple of different ways we can do this. You can actually treat the water through what we call like a water softener that gets rid of all the scale buildup and different areas like that that takes care of the plumbing, the appliances, and everything. And then for the drinkable water is so important. I always tell people the most important plumbing in the house is actually the water that goes in our body.
Right.
And that's so important also. So those are the two main areas.
Yeah. So we can take that water and we can just shove it through a activated carbon charcoal filter, right?
Right.
Boom. And what's that going to do?
That's going to take out the chlorine, taste, and odor. Now,
and once you get used to water without chlorine, it's hard to go back.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to take the smell out. You're going to take the chlorine out. You're going to take the taste out. You're also going to get rid of a few floaties.
Correct.
Right. You're going to clear it up, and you're going to remove the chlorine.
That is correct.
Okay.
And that's basically it. It makes the water palatable for drinking, and that's it. It does not take any hardness, any calcium out of the water. So you're still going to get that calcium staining throughout your house, your faucets, fixtures, shower doors, and it makes your skin dry and itchy.
It doesn't. That activated charcoal filter doesn't actually remove what can be some of the dangerous elements that come down the line as well.
That is correct.
Then we're going to go the next step up from that activated carbon charcoal filter. Then we're going to go into a reverse osmosis system, which is a series.
Right, our drinking water station.
Explain that.
Right. We have the number one rated drinking water station called the K5P. This was developed a few years ago back in Ohio at Kinetico headquarters to make the healthiest purified water. We're now rated at 99.99999% of removing any inorganics from the water that may be present to give you and your family the healthiest purified water. And take the guessing game out. Hey, when I go to the grocery store, what am I getting when I buy bottled water? Because a lot of times you're getting nothing more than water ran through a carbon block filter. You know, and all you're getting is water that's palatable, but not purified.
Yeah, one of my soapboxes is I think people ought to get the purified water system to their house because then we could eliminate the mess we have in accumulating all these plastic bottles.
Exactly.
Romy's got this thermos mug that he carries all the time. Romy, when was the last time you bought a plastic bottle?
Hydro Flask. You know, actually last week.
Oh, you when, broke down.
Well, I was traveling.
You fell off the wagon.
I couldn't carry this 40-ounce thermos on the airplane. So when I was in North Carolina and I needed water, I had to buy a plastic water. But in Arizona, man, I couldn't tell you the last time but I will tell you, from my well water at home when I fill this up, if I finish it and I fill it up in town and bring it home, you open it and it smells like chlorine.
Yeah.
Like, dump it out.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get used to the chlorine-free water, the taste, and it's hard to go back, like I say. But there, we've got the reverse osmosis, which is a series of very fine filters that we're going to send it through.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, that actually takes it a level past just the simple activated carbon charcoal, and we're actually now removing some dangerous particles.
Correct. Kinetico uses a process called flexible filtration. And, Mike, if you want to explain a little bit better.
Well, what it is, we have a number of filters that we can actually put into the K5P, which is a BioPure system. Like Jack said, it removes 99.999% of the impurities. So depending on what you have in the anything from arsenic to nitrates to anything out there, if you put in the right filter, we can filter out just about anything in the water.
Okay. And Martin, Kinetico, when did y'all come to town?
Well, I started here back in 1987.
Wow.
I don't look that old, do I?
No, you don't. No. Must be all the good water you drink.
I tell you, it's been a great 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we have literally hundreds of thousands of people in Arizona that enjoy our water, and they've been loyal customers to us from the very beginning. You know, we're working on second and third generation. You know, people grow up with Kinetico their whole life. And once you're good, used to quality water, it's very hard to go back, you know? And unfortunately, the water is not getting any better here. As the population is growing, it's not improving.
That's a great point. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the water quality that is being delivered. We're here with water experts. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 1-888-767-4348. More right after this.